GT's breakfast can reveal this morning that the owners of Darlington Arena say they're discussing two proposals for the future of the stadium. The ground has been empty, you may remember, since the end of the last football season. Our reporter David McMillan has been looking at this and joins me in the studio right now. David, morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, Darlington Arena, it's fair to say it's a long, it's a complex saga. Can you just give us, well, a brief summary of the latest stage in the history of the arena?
Certainly. Scott and Sizer acquired the stadium after investing in the football club when it was owned by George Houghton. At the time, there were plans to create a hotel, cafes, offices, and, as I recall, Ali, even a ski slope on the site. But the loans weren't repaid in 4 years. It was then defaulted, and then Scott and Sizer became the owners. Now, what complicates the issue is the covenant on the land. It must be used as a sports venue. If it was developed for any other purpose, the council would reduce 75% of the increased value. And in recent times, all sorts of things have been suggested, from putting a supermarket on the land to a snow dome with eco houses and even a potential new home for the Newcastle Falcons rugby team.
So there have been all sorts of potential, all sorts of propositions swirling around the Darlington Arena. But what actually does the future hold for the arena, David?
Philip Scott has told us there are two interested parties. One is considering keeping it as a sports venue. The other is interested in putting on a variety of events.
At this moment, we can't say an awful lot because we have signed confidentiality agreements, but there are other interested parties who would want to preserve the stadium in its current structure and, you know, set up sporting use facilities there that would see, hopefully, the arena used in a greater capacity. Then the alternative, if it came to anything, is an events company that would want to stage a number of different events in the North East throughout any given year. And they would propose to work with the council to try and develop, some sort of event centre.
Many people in the town believe it's inevitable the arena will have to be demolished, but Mr Scott insists that is not on the agenda.
Unless we're sitting, you know, a considerable length of time from now with, you know, no apparent use at all, then, you know, that would be very much a last resort. You know, we have... There's a piece of ground at the arena that would take, for example, a budget hotel option. So, you know, there's a number of things that we're working on currently to actually ensure that in the medium to long term, the arena is a standalone entity that, you know, contributes something to the town.
It's interesting listening to that phrase there, isn't it? Because contributing to the town, contributing to Darlington, this is going to be the key to the arena. Because at the moment, well, let's be fairly honest about this. It's not contributing a great deal. It's the former home of a football club. It's empty and, not a lot seems to be going on there.
No, there's not. And it is causing some concern, Ali. Ian Gillettley is a Conservative councillor in Darlington. He's described it as a symbol of vanity and financial mismanagement, which is damaging the town's image.
My main concern is that this is becoming an icon now. It's becoming a symbol of the wrong sort. My worry is that if we'll finish up with something like in Gateshead, the hideous car park that stood there for a quarter of a century or more unused and just became in the end a symbol of decay and despair. And I would hate to think that this was the best we could say about the town for people passing by.
You heard Councillor Gillettley use the phrase decay and despair. He has raised concerns that the stadium is right now falling into decay. But that's something which has received a robust response from Philip Scott. He says they're working very hard to improve the state of the arena and that it's actually in better shape now than it's ever been. Part of the reason for that is quite simple. He wants to sell the building and so he says it's not in his interest to let it fall apart. Mr Scott hopes he will be able to start marketing the building in the autumn, but he says any development will need support from the council.
Ultimately, no matter what we do with the arena, it needs the support of the council, and you know, we need to develop something that ensures that, you know, the council benefit from the covenants that they have in the land. So we're acutely aware of that. We've had a number of, you know, very informal chats with the council, but nothing, we have nothing concrete yet in terms of the scheme.
Nothing concrete yet in terms of scheme, to use the words there of Mr Philip Scott. What response, if any, have we heard anything at all from Darlington Council?
We asked Darlington Council to speak to us this morning. We were told no one was available. But in a statement, a spokesperson said the council is in regular contact with the owners of the stadium who have organised additional security at the venue. We will continue to work with them and support them as they come to decisions about the future use of the stadium.